It's the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Grande, and we've got over 800 brand new Mazdas with outstanding incentives, like low monthly lease payments and low APR financing. Yep, it's just a great time to buy. So don't miss the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
Financing on approval of credit.
Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Well, it looked like the Barracuda were going to cruise to a comfortable victory on this Tuesday night. Things got a little bit hairy late as San Diego scored three times in the final 20 minutes of play, including a goal with 17 seconds remaining in regulation. But the Barracuda do hold on when everything was said and done to pick up their fourth win of the year. They improved to 1-0 against the goals. They are now 4-6-4 on the campaign, up to 12 points on the season. San Diego has dropped 12 straight. They're 0-9-3 over their last 12. The record stands at 2-9-3 on the year. They return back home next Friday, or rather this Friday, against the Chicago Wolves. The Barracuda continue this homestand on Friday themselves against the Ontario Reign. Barracuda, they came to the game struggling on the power play, near the bottom of the league in that department, but they go 1-for-1 in the opening period at 5:46. In fact, their first shot of the game would find the back of the net. Thomas Bortolo would make goals in back-to-back games to get things started as Justin Bailey and Cole Castles picked up the helpers. Bortolo now goes up high to the point front, rink wide for Castles, winds up, rising shot blocked, but still loose, and they score! And the Barracuda strike on the power play and take a 1-0 lead. That was after Colton White was called for cross-checking at 5:34. The Barracuda would cash in to get things started. They take that lead into the intermission despite getting outshot 12-6. And in period number two, on their fourth power play of the game, they'd cash in once again. This time, Jacob Peterson would receive a pass from Leon Gavanke, and Peterson from between the circles would snap it home for a second of the year. The line gets through some traffic, still taking it to the net, and finally it's jammed up high to the point. Now Gavanke for Thrun, former Anaheim prospect drafted by the Ducks. One-timer, Peterson in between the circles, he scores. Jacob Peterson on the board, and the Barracuda extend their lead to 2-0. Barracuda take the 2-0 lead. The goals had fallen into some penalty trouble. Two quick minors in the second period, and on that second minor penalty is when Peterson would make it 2-0. Just 27 seconds later, the Barracuda would extend their lead after a giveaway by young defenseman Olin Zellwiger, taken away by Brandon Coe, and Coe would backhand it home for his fifth of the season to give the Barracuda a 3-0 lead.
Nice.
So Jacob Peterson is second of the season. It comes on the man advantage. Here's a turnover now, backhander Coe. He scores! Inside the near post, pass clang. Brandon Coe has already matched his career best for goals in a season. He's got 5 on the campaign through 12 games. He had 5 goals in 57 contests last year as a rookie. So good to see Coe taking his game to another level. And the Barracuda, they reap the benefits of that goal. They take a 3-0 advantage. They would take a minor in the second. Cole Castles was called for hooking at 8:47. And on the ensuing power play, former Barracuda captain Andrew Agostino would snap a 11-game goalless drought as he'd wire one in from above the hash marks in between the circles to make it 3-1 and stop the bleeding. But the Barracuda would not waver after that goal, and they'd continue to push forward offensively. And at 15:07, a give and go between Thomas Bordalo and Ethan Cardwell would end up going off of the chest of Bordalo and in to give the Barracuda a 4-1 lead. Picks it off, back up ice for Bordalo. Bordalo leaves for Cardwell, tried to return it back to him. It goes off of Bordalo and in, and the Barracuda take a 4-1 lead that went off of Bordalo's chest, past the left shoulder of Klang. And Bordalo's got his second of the game. Time of the goal at 15:07 of period number two. So the Barracuda would extend their lead in that second period of 4-1, and they'd set a new season high with their fourth goal of the second period at 18:34. Again, it was Cardwell and Bordalo connecting. Jacob Peterson would pick up the primary assist as Cardwell would cash in his fourth of the season to give San Jose a 5-1 advantage. Back for Peterson. He opens up, skates to the top of the right circle, time, space, shoots, kicked away, Klang rebound, they score! It's Ethan Cardwell, it's 5-1 Barracuda. It's their fourth goal of the period. And it's their fifth goal on their 18th shot. Goal by Cardwell, his fourth of the year, is third point in the game, a new career best for the rookie forward. Peterson picks up the assist. He ends up finishing his night with a goal and an assist. And Thomas Bordalo gets the secondary assist. He had two goals on the night and an assist. 3 points in total for Bordalo. And the Barracuda, they needed all four goals in that second period because in the third, San Diego would mount a comeback. First, it was Pavel Regenda's team-leading ninth of the year at 10:13 from Trevor Carrick and Andrew Agazino. Then at 13:56, it was Gauthier who would find the back of the net for the San Diego goals. Perreault and Carrick would pick up the assist. And then at 19:43, with their net empty, San Diego would cut the lead down to one. Carrick, his third point of the period, had a goal and two helpers in that third. Zellweger would pick up the primary, and Andrew Agazino would pick up his third point of the game. He had a goal and two helpers, and all of a sudden, the Barracuda, in complete disbelief, fortunately, there wasn't much time left on the clock, just 17 seconds, and they'd find a way to hold off the goals and elude what would have been a disastrous third period collapse. And instead, we just remember the final. Barracuda win it by a score of 5-4. Again, with the win, San Jose up to 4 on the year, 12 points on the campaign. They snap a two-game skid. They've got their second win of this seven-game homestand, and the goals continue their struggles. They have dropped now 12 straight. Their record stands at 2-9-3. The Barracuda, again, they are 4-6-4. 1-0 against the goals on the year. Let's go over our three stars tonight for the Barracuda. Our third star will be Jacob Peterson. Peterson able to find the back of the net, his second of the season. And in the process for Peterson, he snaps a short three-game goalless drought. But good to see him going. He just felt like he had more to give offensively. He talked about it before tonight's game. Felt like if he continued to do the right things, the offense would follow. And that's exactly what happened. He finished with 2 points here tonight. And the Barracuda really, they benefited from the play of Peterson getting back on track from an offensive standpoint. He is our number three star. Number two star, Ethan Cardwell, a career best 3 points. He had a goal. He had two assists, did the rookie forward. And he also finished with the one shot on net. He was an even rating. He is our number two star. Number one star, Thomas Bordalo, 3 points. He had two goals, an assist, three shots on net, was also an even rating. And he is our number one star, as the Barracuda win this one by a final score of 5-4. Game length tonight, 2 hours and 18 minutes. 767 sod here at TechCU Arena. So for the Barracuda, back on the ice on Friday, they welcome in Ontario. The Goals make their way back down to Southern California. They welcome in the Chicago Wolves on Friday. As they kick off a two-game set, the Barracuda will close out their seven-game homestand with back-to-back games against Ontario. They'll have the nightcap on Friday as the Sharks play in the afternoon against the Montreal Canadiens. Losing goaltender tonight for the San Diego Goals is Cali Klang. Klang allowed on the night 5 goals and 21 shots. A winning goaltender, Georgi Romanov, his third win of the year. He's now 3-2-2 on the campaign. And for Klang, He's part of what is turning out to be a real tough stretch. He is now 0-5-1 over his last six games. Just one game to his credit. He won his first game of the year, has not won since that point. These teams will meet up again in February. That'll be the second meeting on the four-game set. And that'll be down in Southern California on February 14th. So it will be a while before these two teams meet up once again. But a big 2 points collected by the Barracuda. They're competing with San Diego for that, jockeying in that in the bottom half of the division, that eighth spot. Long way to go, but certainly you want to collect these points against a team like the Goals, who are struggling as much as they are. A reminder, we will be on the air on Friday starting at 6:30 with pregame coverage. We will be on the Sharks Audio Network, so you can find us there. You can also watch on AHLTV.com. We'd like to thank everybody for joining us tonight as the Barracuda hold on for the 5-4 win against the Goals. And we'll now try to make it two in a row as they come back out of the Thanksgiving break on Friday and welcome in the Ontario rain. We'd like to wish everybody a safe and happy Thanksgiving. We hope you get to enjoy it with your friends and family. But until Friday and until Black Friday, we'll say so long and good night from TechCU Arena in San Jose. Ready.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey.